South Dakota beef rancher Amy Bloom of Ocoma recently took part in her first cattle industry convention as a director with the Federation of State Beef Councils. She explains the federation pools checkoff monies from 43 states, working together to enhance beef checkoff programming, driving demand for beef.
I came away from it so glad that I went. I really was grateful for that opportunity, but I also feel really confident in the checkoff dollar that those monies, you know, on a national level are being used right and well and efficiently.
Bloom participates on the Domestic Marketing Committee for the Federation. At the meeting, contractors with the beef checkoff brought project updates in market research and consumer information.
We heard about the promotions, and there's so many exciting things around the Beef It's What for Dinner marketing campaign. So that was really exciting to hear because it was very tangible. And now when I see things, I think, oh, that's checkoff funded. And I don't know that I realized that before. So there was just lots of great reports that came back in and really did provide detailed information about how those dollars were spent and why, and then what came back from that investment.
The committee was also briefed on the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative and efforts by the Federation to inspire consumers there to make beef their preferred protein.
Essentially, checkoff funds allow that team to take beef's message directly to consumers in the Northeast part of the United States. And what I found interesting there is that those consumers represent a fourth of the nation's consumer market, but most of those states in the Northeast don't actually have their own beef councils.
Bloom is a first-year Federation director representing beef farmers and ranchers in South Dakota. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.